That's our ring. Time for Lerman Abner, brought to you by the makers of Mild Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, Miss Harper, the new general manager, recently hired by Lerman Abner, went over the jot-em-down store books yesterday and came up with the startling news. The figures show that the store is bankrupt. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, folks, the danger of a common cold is always with us. And that's why we of Miles Laboratories are always warning everyone to be prepared.
Well, I know what you mean, Mr. Baker. You're going to say, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.
Well, that's right, young lady. Then you'll be prepared to drop a tablet or two of Alka-Seltzer into a glass of water, and after the fizz has died away, drink it down. Now, you'll like the pleasant goodness of Alka-Seltzer, and you'll be surprised at the fast relief it can bring for much of your discomfort.
Why, that sounds wonderful. But what makes the relief fast?
Well, you see, the analgesic pain reliever in Alka-Seltzer goes right to work on your cold achiness because it's in solution when you drink it. So don't delay. Get it today. Now, your druggist has Alka-Seltzer in the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. And remember,
when your tablets get down to four,
that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store waiting for their general manager to show up.
Listen. Well, where do you reckon Miss Hartford's at, anyway, Mom? This is the first time I've ever known her to be late.
Yeah, this is cute.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon we ought to call over there where she's staying and find out if anything's happened.
No, don't call. Though, I sort of like it down her around here. It's the first time I've sat down in this store since she come out.
Yeah, it does feel good to sit down once more, don't it?
Oh, this is more like old time.
Oh, I got to where I felt like a stranger around here.
Well, that's more than I felt. All that work she's had must do around here. I got to where I was so numb I couldn't feel nothing.
Yeah, it ain't right, Abner. Owners of a store having to work so hard. Of
course not.
But I guess it's all over now.
All over?
Yeah, we're bankrupt.
Oh.
You hear what Miss Hartford told us after going over the books.
Yeah, that's right.
And after running this store all these years, we have to finally wind up bankrupted.
Well, Mom, how does she know that we're bankrupted? She ain't hardly been here a week yet.
She found it out from our bookkeeping figures.
Well, them are the same figures we've been using for years. We ain't never been bankrupted before. Or at least, ways I don't think we have.
Well, you know, I was thinking that same thing, Abner. We ain't been running the store no different now than we ever did. And we always kept going somehow.
Sure.
Maybe we've been bankrupted all the time, never known it. But it never seemed to make no difference.
Oh, Dad, blame her for ever finding it out. That smart aleck thinks she knows so much about figures.
And Grannies, I'm going to go over them figures myself. Down there, I can make them books come out to where we're still solvents.
Still what?
In business. Out of the red. Liquidified.
Oh, that, yeah.
No matter how far off them books was, I could always add and subtract and multiply them figures around where they balanced up.
Yeah, Mom, but you generally use them checker scores to make them come out even, didn't you?
No, I got to where I didn't hardly never use them no more.
Well, get out the books and add them up again before she gets here. I don't want to see us bankrupt ourselves, I know.
Well, I don't either. We've worked too long and too hard in this store to lose it now.
Yeah.
Say, where are them books?
What? Huh?
You didn't do nothing with them, did you?
Well, I know. Ain't they sitting there next to the cash drawer?
No, I don't see them nowhere.
Doggies, reckon somebody's robbed us?
No. What little cash we got still here? Them books wouldn't do nobody no good, no way.
No, they ain't interesting to read no story to them at all, are they?
Miss Hartford's more than likely put them in some new place. Ever since she's put in what she calls systems in here, I can't find a dead blame thing. Can't even find the system she put in.
I know it. Body comes in here to ask me for a can of hominy or something, and I walk around here for a half hour before I can find it.
Well, no wonder she's got the hominy all sitting on one shelf right together.
Yeah.
It's getting to be the unhandiest one store in the whole country.
Why, she even take the mousetraps out of the candy counter and put them back there with the hardware.
Oh, yeah, she's got everything all mixed up. Her and her big ideas.
Mom, can't we get shut of her some way?
I don't know how. She's got a 6 months guarantee. Don't forget that.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, chances are we won't be in business 6 months the way things look now.
Well, I'd still like to get shut of her, though. If we're going to go broke, I'd rather do it in peace. Enjoy ourselves while we're doing it, at least.
Well, we're done broke right now, according to her. Wish I could find them books.
Maybe we could get her a job in some other line of work, someplace where they ain't bankrupted long.
Don't know what it'd be.
Say, maybe we could get her in the Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts?
Yeah, I've seen a poster saying they're having the biggest recruiting campaign they've ever had. Having it this week, too.
Well, she's too old for the Girl Scouts.
I know that, but the poster said they needed adults for leaders for Girl Scout troops. She'd be good at that. There's a leader if ever I seen one.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing for her to do, all right. But that ain't exactly like having a job and working for wages, though. That's what she'd have to have.
Well, let's see. Wonder if Caleb Weehunt needs a hand over at the blacksmith shop.
It ain't no use, Abner. Till we actually close our doors here, we're stuck with her. We might as well face it.
I don't know how much longer I can put up with it, Mom. Having her boss me around and going through bankrupt at the same time is just asking too much of one human.
Maybe she's quit already, I hope.
Quit?
Well, she ain't here.
No.
27 minutes after opening time right now. You know how she read us the riot act for being just 2 minutes late yesterday morning. And I wish I could find them books.
Let's see. Maybe she put them over there with the overhauls.
I can't find the overhauls, though. They used to be right there with the writing tablets and the fly swatters. No telling where they're at now, though.
Let's see. Maybe... Oh.
What's the matter?
There she comes, Dad. Blame me.
Oh, straighten up your necktie, Emma.
Mom, I bound you. She's trying to choke us to death by making us wear these neckties every day. I have to sneak in and out of the house so Elizabeth won't see me. She'd start getting suspicious. She found out I was wearing my Sunday necktie for every day.
Miss Emmeline's mad at me on account of Miss Hartford just being here. Necktie or no necktie.
Is Miss Emmeline still jealous?
I don't know. She'd ever get a look at Miss Hartford, she wouldn't be. My dear, here she comes.
Can't I look
almost
over? Get my hair combed over.
Yeah, you look all right.
Good morning, Miss Hartford.
Morning. How's everyone?
Fine.
I'm sorry I'm late, but I've got some good news for you.
What's happened now?
Well, I took the books home with me last night and went over them again. As a matter of fact, I worked on them till about 2 o'clock this morning. And if my new interpretations are right, maybe you're not bankrupt after all.
Well, good. I know them figures would come out right one way or another.
Well, after throwing out all the checker scores, the house numbers of somebody's aunt, Savoyan Falls, two social security numbers, and somebody's weight, sundry items, I found out that you have nearly $1,000 in outstanding accounts.
$1,000? Did you hear that, Mom? I told you we're rich.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on, Peabody. Do you know what outstanding accounts are?
Well, not exactly, but I'm firm, I know it.
Just a minute, Abner. What she means is charge accounts. I think.
Oh, Sam. They might be charge accounts to you, but as near as I can tell, they're just unpaid, long overdue bills. Why, you've got accounts that haven't had anything paid on them for 7 and 8 years.
It couldn't be that long.
Well, according to your figures, it is.
Well, them are what we call our slow accounts.
Slow? Ha! Understatement of the week. Well, the only thing to do is to collect these accounts.
Collect them? And ruin our business?
Well, if you don't collect them, you won't have any business to ruin. That's the only possible thing that can save you. We've got to do it. Now, I've made out a list of all these unpaid accounts. Let me see here. Ellis White, 90...
Yeah, that's Eli White.
Ellis White.
Eli.
Well, whoever it is.
Eli. Eli.
They could a handwriting expert to make out some of the names in this book.
Eli.
Eli White.
Yeah.
$97.40.
Oh, well, you don't need to worry about him. He paid some on his account just last, let's see, when was it?
It was in 1942, and it was only $5.
Yeah, I believe it was 1942. That was Eli's good year, wasn't it, Edna?
Yeah, that was a year. Had a good crop, yeah. Same thing, he hardly got his seed back, you might say.
Well, he'll more likely do better next summer, so he's one fella you don't need to worry about.
Yes. But how do you explain this? In the years when he doesn't make a payment, he buys a lot more groceries.
Well, natural. When he's got the cash, he can go somewhere else and buy. When he's broke, he has to come here and charge stuff. We got him then.
Well, this is Jessup. $71.18.
Yeah, that's the widow, Jeff.
No, we wouldn't want to ask her.
Oh, of course not.
She's been so considerate of us. Made a special trip over here to keep us from being beat out of $10 one time.
Oh, yes, she was awful nice to us. We sent her a bill one year, and she come clean over here to tell us that we had undercharged her $10.
Well, did she pay the bill then?
Well, no, she never paid nothing on it, but she just wanted to keep it straight how much she owed us. Never wanted to beat us out of a thing.
There's an honest woman. We need more customers like her.
Oh, yeah. Emmett Goshen.
Goshen. I know him. Emmett Goshen.
$55.
Yeah. Well, we hate to say anything about that right now. See, Emmett's flat of his back. Got the fever. Ain't been able to work for several months.
Oh,
now.
He's been dead red for a long time.
Hate to add another burden.
Well, what about this one? Milford Avery Spears, $86.29.
Yeah, that's Grandpap. He's our friend.
Yeah.
Well, me, if we ask him to pay up, he'd get mad and trade summers else just short of the world.
Your friend, huh?
Yes, Mom. He is a true
$86.29.
Yes, ma'am. True friend.
Well, I'm not going to read any more of these names, but if you expect to save the store, something has to be done about these collections.
Well, maybe you're right. I reckon we could send out some bills at the end of the month or maybe at the end of next month.
Bills? End of the month? Nothing. We're going to do it right now.
Right now?
Yes. And you two are going out and collect them in person. Now, here's the list. Now, get to work. And don't you come back without a check.
Well, I don't think Miss Hartford realizes what a gigantic task she has placed on the old fellow's shoulders. And I'm afraid she's much too hopeful of the results of her plan. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. As you know, friends, the continued loss of sleep can quickly help to undermine your health. You no doubt know just how one or two sleepless nights can drag you down. Sometimes your head may ache or nervous indigestion may upset you. Well, sleeplessness is often caused by nervous tension. Now, friends, mild nerving is made to help relieve nervous tension and to quiet overwrought nerves. And that's why we say to help relax and sleep well, try mild nerving. It has helped bring restful nights and tension-free days to thousands. Yes, mild nerving is guaranteed to satisfy you or your money back. All drugstores have mild nerving in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents or liquid nerving at 25 cents and $1. Both equally effective. Nervine is a quality medicinal product. Caution, use only as directed. Remember, for restful nights and tension-free days, ask your druggist for Miles Nervine. It's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervine.